It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. A week to go before Election Day, and this has been a very difficult campaign, not just for voters, but for the journalists who try to keep us all informed. They are taking flack from all sides, but are they doing a good job? David Ozinski is the Josiah Meggs Distinguished Teaching Professor and the Jim Kennedy New Media Professor at the University of Georgia's Grady College of Journalism and Mass Communication. All that means is that his business card beeps when it backs up. Welcome back.
Always happy to talk to you.
You are training the next generation of reporters, but is it possible, as someone who grades your students, to give the mainstream folks at least an overall grade for this campaign?
They're very similar to a class. I think they started off really miserably, and now they're starting to learn a bit more and report a bit more responsibly. So you kind of have to grade them on a curve.
So were we blindsided by some of either the things that came up during the campaign or at least the conditions in the field and the conditions in media itself?
No, I don't think so at all. I think there's the issue of false equivalency that we try to cover both sides equally, I think unfairly. But I think a bigger issue is that Donald Trump is an entertainer. He did very well at it. And I think corporate media has decided if they would give him a great deal of time, they would end up with a great deal of ratings. That, in fact, is what happened. But I think that distorted the political posture. And now we are to the point where it's very serious. And they're saying, well, I think we should probably do our job a bit more. I don't think they've given either candidate enough scrutiny, to be honest with you.
Have we done a good job, though, whether it's Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, or any candidate, in trying to sift through all of the claims, because we have fact checkers galore from the Washington Post to PolitiFact. Anyone who wants to try to look through the fog of the statements can actually find it if they want to.
Yeah, but they don't. That's exactly the point. What you said makes total sense. We have fact checkers all over the place from various different media. But we're in a fact-free election. People simply don't care what the facts are. The audience forgets that the primary filter is their own ears and their own eyes. They have their own set of prejudices, and they are reading everything that comes in via those filters.
Are your students turned off by all of this? Have some of them said, hey, after this campaign, I'm questioning my choice of career?
No, I don't really understand my students, to be perfectly honest with you.
Do they understand you?
No. Most of them decide that they're going to continue on with it. A significant number decide they aren't. And I think that's a part of what we do in professional education is we let them know what it really is. And then we let them decide. One point that I think is important here, though, the profession and the industry and education used to be completely aligned. We were all working for the same thing, which kind of First Amendment, Fourth Estate stuff. I don't think we are anymore. We have corporate-controlled media that's worried about profits more than anything else. We have a profession that it has lost a great deal of credibility, and I don't think is simply doing as good a job as it used to do. And we have education, and my terminal responsibility in education is to my students. I want them to do well. I want them to serve society. I want them to serve themselves better. So I'm not pushing them to go in one direction or another. I want them to be responsible citizens, and I want them to do well. If that happens to work out with the corporations, if it happens to work out with the professions, fine. But if it doesn't, I'm more worried about them.
Sounds as if you are searching for answers just as the rest of us are who do this for a living.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely the truth. I've questioned myself and what my profession does more in the last 6 months than I ever remember in my entire professional life. I'm trying to figure out how we get out of this, how we get back to ideals, how we get back to principles, how we do things for the common good. No, nobody's even brought up the term fairness. in this election, except for perhaps Bernie Sanders every once in a while. We need a fair economy. We need a fair media. We need a fair educational system. If we can get that word fair into a lot more things, we'll be fine. If we can't, we won't be.
As long as we can agree on what it means.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
David Ozinski is the Jim Kennedy New Media Professor and the Josiah Meggs Distinguished Teaching Professor at the University of Georgia's Grady College of Journalism and Mass Communication. He joined us from Athens via Skype. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Good to talk to you, Dennis.